Friday, June 16, 2017. This is a conference call of the Washington State Commission. We're now in order. We have agenda item, let me find it on my phone here, A, which is a land transaction. Joe and Julia, take it away.
Okay. Good morning, commissioners. This is Joe Storr. I'm here with Julie Sandberg, Eric Gardner, and Raquel Crozier. And I'll turn this over to Julie for the land transaction piece.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners and deputy director. My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm manager of the real estate services program for the agency. Today I have one transaction to present to you. I appreciate you mobilizing so we have a quorum. The grant expires the end of July. We have to close by then, so we had limited meetings to get to, and I just received the signed purchase and sale agreement yesterday, so we're really sliding in at the last minute. This transaction, I'll refer you to the first map in your packet, known as 1A. The transaction is the next phase of our larger acquisition in Klickitat County, known as the Simcoe Mountains Project. The landowner, Western Pacific Timber, has been working with us for several years to put together our grant proposals and obtain funding for the project. Map 1A shows you in the red hash marks the portion of a section that we'll be acquiring.
Do we have a new commissioner join?
Well, my phone dropped me off for 30 seconds, but I'm back and all's fine.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
So the red hash mark shows the 440 acres that we're acquiring in this phase. The peach color to the east and a little bit to the north is what we presented to you almost exactly a year ago, a 3,600-acre parcel using two funding sources, so it was referred to as phases one and two. This property in the Simcoes is very valuable to the agency. It contains some of the remaining oak woodland habitat in Washington. It's a great migration corridor for mule deer and black-tailed deer moving from higher elevation up to the north in the Yakima Reservation down towards the Columbia River. It also provides excellent habitat for the state-threatened western gray squirrel, providing a mixed forest complex of ponderosa pine for the squirrels to nest in, as well as the oak woodland for them to forage in. The project is really important to us also because it's a great example of our partnership in working lands with the local jurisdictions. As you're aware, we have challenges in acquiring more property because of the lack of PILT payments that are available for those counties that request it, and Klickitat is one of those counties. We worked over a year ago with the Klickitat County Commissioners to get their support for this project and to continue applying for grants with the condition that we enter into a working lands arrangement with the conservation districts. A year ago, we signed an MOU with the Eastern and Central Klickitat Conservation Districts that we agreed to join in a facilitated process called a Coordinated Resource Management Plan that will set out how we intend to manage grazing and timber management on the property, irregardless of who owns the property. Moving forward, it would be co-managed. That facilitated process is underway. It's going slower than we'd like, but it's moving forward. We own fee title on the first portion that you see in the peach, and we're continuing to move westerly in their acquisition. The conservation districts are trying very hard to obtain grant funding to either put a conservation easement on the property so they hold some property right, but that hasn't worked out so far. As I mentioned, irregardless, we partner on management of the property. The estimated payment in lieu of taxes to the county is $3,370 per year for this 440-acre portion, and our estimated operation and maintenance costs are estimated at $5,720 per year. The conservation districts really emphasize the need to keep that revenue focused back on this wildlife area unit, so that also is written into our MOU. This completes my presentation, and I would be glad to answer any questions.
Mr. Carpenter, Commissioner Thorburn, I have a question.
Yes, Commissioner Thorburn.
Are there more acquisitions that are possible on this piece? I can't remember, Julie.
Yes. In the map, you see a blue outline, and that's the total ownership for Western Pacific Timber. It extends actually over just west of Highway 97, but we would acquire what's pretty much east of it. There's some sections they're trying to get state parks to purchase on the western boundary. But ultimately, if the landowner remains willing and our grants are successful, we'd like to continue moving west. We have another active open grant that we would like to turn around in the next couple of months, finish an appraisal, and purchase an additional amount to the north of what we're proposing here. RCO has a policy that they're enforcing more lately that says you can't have the same property in two different grants. So we have to wait for an appraisal to see how much we can buy and then turn around and put land into the next grant. So it's been kind of challenging for us, but the landowner's been willing, even though they continue to market the property, they're very willing to work with us.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? If not, do we have a motion?
So moved.
Commissioner Smith made the motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second. Commissioner Thorburn.
Was that? Commissioner Thorburn, I need a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.